cruel death, who denatures those who live, has ravished and seized him in her snare. He's dead then. Yes. But who? Alas, Ockerham, St. Martin's worthy treasurer. Where yesterday there were riches in abundance, today the only one to make us proud is borne away wrapped in a shroud. The respected master's body lay surrounded by beautiful cypresses, planted by Zephyrus and Flora, his lovely sister. But Boreas, in cutting the greenery back, had covered the whole orchard in black. There ensued such profound mourning, expressed in dolorous sighs and ardent tears, that I have never heard of a king or even a pope lamented so much at the ending of hope. Calliope and all the muses serenaded him on horns and flutes and pipes around the coffin, and the Lady Music bade him welcome, stepping to the fore from beside an ancient tree. She had his sepulchre hewn out of marble, and presently he was placed inside. She treated him like a beloved spouse, an inhabitant of her own fair house. Complaining to those present, thus she spoke, "Come, you hearts enjoined to sadness, draw near and weep for my dear son, who knew so well how to decorate my sound that he has kept for me a wreath of flowers and good repute. Weep for one who always loved me, serving me with eye and finger from his heart. Justly he was named the Pearl of Music's Art." So the lady, looking all around, made her speech in her great mourning. Then at once the company assembled and began to tune the instruments, harps and psalteries and organs, oboes, horns and clavichords, well-sounding cymbals, pipes and flutes, joined with resonance of voices and of lutes. A libera in soft and plaintive chant was so well sung that the hardest man, normally without pity, would be plunged through compassion into mourning and pain. Everyone present was tenderly sighing, profoundly moved and full of tears, overcome with enormity of grief. Trees and flowers changed their hue, little birds muted their song, green fields turned to brown, the sadness to prolong.